Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seok Jin, Park Jimin, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is
Standing BTS. And this week is super special because we're doing a fucking ship series.
It's another ship series episode.
So I have the cup.
She's got the cup.
With the names in it.
All the names.
We're gonna draw them.
Yay!
I'll go first. You guys know how this works. Bethany will draw a name after me, and whoever we draw, that's the ship we're doing.
That's the ship we're gonna do.
Oh, again, I'm so nervous.
Wait, you gotta...
Oh my god, shake it.
Okay.
Can you guys hear? I'm shaking the cup. Okay. What if I pull Park Jimin
again? It's always stressful.
Wait, I don't want to look.
Okay.
You pull yours, and then we'll look at the same time.
Look at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. Here.
Oh my god, I'm so scared.
I love how, like, anxious we get.
God. Oh, Taeyang.
Namjoon! Oh my god, V-mon!
V-mon! Yes!
This is so interesting because I was like, I really hope we do V-mon. I don't know.
Oh my god, and we got Taeyang!
I know, I love the Taeyang show. Oh my gosh, this is our first Taeyang one. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what the ship is called because I just call it V-mon.
I feel like people call it V-mon a lot.
Yeah, because I know that RM changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's still justifiable, but anyways,
I don't know.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go research.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna research them in both a romantic perspective and from a friendship perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we research, we'll come back and we'll tell you everything about that ship.
Yeah, this might be kind of hard now because you really ship Taehyung and I really ship Namin now. Minjoon.
This is a really good ship though.
This
like
is a
they're
good
they're
ship.
Like roommates.
Yeah.
Well,
oh.
Now, I don't think they're roommates anymore,
no.
But they were roommates and like they've had many moments together.
They were roommates. Okay. So we'll be back after doing research and we'll let you guys know everything.
Okay. We'll be back.
And we're back.
We're back.
We did research. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We have a lot of feels about this ship.
Yes.
About V-mon.
I feel like this happens every time, but we do have a lot of feelings about this ship.
Yeah.
It's a really good ship. What we kind of realized with it is there is almost little to no content on romantic moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, really tried to find some.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about this ship the same format that we did with the other ones. So we're going to start off with some romantic moments, and then, of course, we'll get into the friendship.
Yeah, and there's a lot of friendship moments. Like
So many.
There's so many.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for V-mon, for some romantic moments, one thing that came up like, I mean, it was one of the only clips that would come up in YouTube videos. Besides, most videos or amino threads or anything were just like pictures, but not clips.
Yeah.
But there's a clip with from the After School Club show, and the host asks a question, which BTS member does RM particularly care for?
Yeah, and so Jungkook, it's like a game. So Jungkook and Jimin had to guess what RM's response was. Right. Kind of like the newlywed game.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the ship, honestly, I thought of this moment. Because mm-hmm. I've seen so many things about Taeyong. So I really thought about this one. And so with this, Jimin, of course, writes Jimin because he thinks that RM particularly cares for him.
Namin.
Yeah, like
Minjoon.
And then Jungkook, of course, writes V. Mm-hmm. And we end up finding out that RM ended up saying, yes, V mm-hmm. is the member that he particularly cares for. So the reason why we kind of chose this as a romantic moment mm-hmm. is because you could kind of take it like he particularly cares for him in a different way from the other members.
Yeah. And Namjoon says that he always takes care of V in secret.
In secret,
so
yeah.
The way that he said that, you could definitely take it as, like, a romantic type thing. That mm-hmm. he's, like, personally, more specifically, taking care of V in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it's secretive, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why he used the word secretive.
I don't know. Maybe that's just how it translated also.
Yeah, that's true. So, some other things that we saw just, like, clip-wise, like, behind the scenes for Boy in Love. When they were filming Boy in Love, they're definitely flirty with each other, like, behind the scenes. And they're just playful. Like, mm-hmm. V is grabbing RM's arms.
From, like, behind.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. he has RM's arms, like, up in the air, and he's, like, almost holding on to, like, his upper arm,
uh-huh.
and he's just shaking his arms all around, like, uh-huh. being super goofy. Mm-hmm. Just so goofy.
Yeah. Another thing that we saw was the War of Hormone photo shoot.
Mm.
So, there's this one particular photo that was, like, oh my god. For me, I think this might be the most, like, convincing, mm-hmm. I guess.
For, like, romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it's a photo shoot, so it's kind of like, well, they're doing it for the camera, but right. I don't know. Like, the chemistry, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla and I realized during this research is that RM and V have really, really good chemistry.
Amazing chemistry. Like, they really feed off of each other.
They really feed off of each other. Like, there's no, like, awkwardness or mm-hmm. any, like, like, they just flow.
Yeah.
They flow really well.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't really expect with how different they are.
But as a, thinking in a romantic type way, they'd go together well.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'd make they'd make an easy couple, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. But anyway, so this War of Hormone photo shoot, so RM has his arm, like, wrapped around V's neck,
mm-hmm.
and his face is really pressed against V's, like, head,
mm-hmm.
and, like, his nose is just, like, right on his head. And then his mouth is open.
Oh, my God. The mouth open. Why does it change everything?
I know. It's like a longing to, like, want to kiss you.
It's like he's
like an open
breathing
mouth
him
kiss.
In.
Yes.
Like, he's breathing in everything that Taeyong, like, smells like. And
yeah. The way he's, like, pressed against him is, mm-hmm. like, it's like he is longing for Taeyong to just, like, come up and, like, kiss him.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of sexual tension there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so, on top of this, Tae is, like, gripping RM shirt.
Mm.
And it's like he's pulling him in.
Yeah.
And the picture is just sex. Like,
and
it's so sexual.
It looks great, too, just because Namjoon is taller mm-hmm. than Tae, so it's like Tae is almost, like, pulling him down, and he's pulling him closer,
yes.
and RM's, like, head is, like, right there,
it's
like,
pressed,
in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So there, I mean, that was, like, one of the biggest type, like, romantic things.
Yeah, me, the chemistry, like, you can make the argument of how could they have done this, like, photo
right.
without having, like, it looks too familiar, like, comfortable. Like,
yeah.
It's way too comfortable.
No, their chemistry is undeniable.
Yeah.
Like, they are extremely comfortable with each other, and to be able to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. The thing with V-mon, too, like, in a romantic way, this is my personal opinion. A lot of this is going to be opinion. I mean, diet ships.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
All opinion. but sometimes with Taecook, I really struggle to know who doms in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I think I mostly think that Jungkook doms, but sometimes, like...
Oh, no. I feel like Taeyong is... I mean, he's older.
A lot of people think that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sexy to think of
Tae being dom.
Yeah, and, like...
He has it in him.
He kind of manhandles Jungkook a lot, too. But anyways, not talking about Taehyung. But with RM, like, he looks like such a baby. Mm-hmm. He looks like such a baby next to RM, and he looks so submissive, and I'm into it.
RM just really, I feel like with any Namjoon ship, it's like, Namjoon is daddy.
Daddy, always, always, always. I can't ever see him not being the dominant one.
So that was like a picture, a photo shoot, the War of Hormone photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And then we found another photo shoot, and I have no fucking clue what it's from.
We have no idea where it's from. We try to figure it out.
No, but...
We're just gonna have to describe it for you.
So Namjoon is like, it's like a steamy bathroom. And he's like
in the shower.
In the shower. Like, inside it has a glass door, and it had been steamed up, and he's like, he wiped the glass, so it was clear in a place, and he's like staring through it.
But still foggy.
Still foggy. Oh, it's like, it's just so good. And for some reason, Taehyung is in there.
Uh-huh.
And...
Not in the shower.
No, not in the shower. But like...
That'd be great, though.
That would be definitely a romantic moment if if Taehyung were in the shower. No, he's like in the bathroom. Like, he's like in the area, probably just
like... Yeah, he's just like watching.
Being a supportive...
Yeah, probably taking pictures of him.
I'm sure.
From afar.
But he... But he said, Taehyung said that RM looked deadly sexy.
Yeah.
Which,
deadly sexy.
Like, if you look at him, you will die.
Yeah. I just, like, love that description. But for Taehyung to say that, like, he's deadly sexy.
I mean, there you go. So,
romantic moment.
Romantic moment.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, I mean, this is something that I have noticed from the beginning. Mm-hmm. The first time I watched the Run music video.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, like, with the Eutheria episode, like, in the storyline of their videos, RM and Taehyung are intertwined.
Yes.
You know,
their stories are connected.
There is not one without the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Run music video, they're, like, vandalizing, like, doing graffiti together, just, like, being bad, running away, like, having so much fun. And it doesn't look like they're acting, you know?
No.
This is just, like, their friendship, like, mischievous. Because Tae is mischievous as fuck.
No, he's so mischievous.
And,
like, he cannot be left alone.
Yeah, no.
He's gonna get himself in trouble.
He's like a puppy.
He is a puppy.
But Taehyung brings that side out of Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they get together, they get into shit, you know? And so the Run music video is just showing that, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then when they get in trouble, where they're, like, getting arrested, and they're, like, the police have, like, slammed them up against the car. And their faces are against the car, and you get a shot of Taehyung's face pressed against the car as if he's looking at Namjoon, but he's looking straight into the camera.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the same type of shot looking at Namjoon as if he's looking at V.
Uh-huh.
And just the look, the way that V looks in his eyes.
His acting.
And his expression.
Yeah.
The way that he's looking at Namjoon, he's, like... happy.
Uh-huh.
He does not care that they're getting in trouble.
Uh-uh.
And he looks, like, in love. Like, he is idolizing this person next to him.
Yes.
And then Namjoon is looking at Taehyung like he's just, like, whatever, you know, like,
but
this is goofy.
It's kind of sexual.
It's a sexual way.
It's kind of a sexual look that he's giving
him. Yeah.
Like, almost kind of like he's proud that they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And, but V, like, goes from this, like, really happy, blissful to, like, and then he quickly changes his face to, like, worried or, I don't know. It's interesting.
But RM looks like, I said in here that his eyes are, like, wanting. Like, he looks like it's a turn on that they're getting in trouble together. Like, that's
a good way to
look at it.
That's
what this interaction looked like to me. And so I've always thought that, like, even, you know, before I even thought anything about ships, I was like, oh, like, that's a moment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I love that moment for them. And I know that it's in a music video and they're acting and they have, like, the whole storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to be able to pull off a scene like that, they have to have natural chemistry,
mm-hmm.
which they do. So
yeah. Well, for the whole, like, all of the series, like the HYYH, like all of that storyline and stuff, like you can tell that Big Hit and BTS really thought about the pairings.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just an amazing pairing that they paired RM and Taeyang together.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they have such good chemistry. Mm-hmm. And I just love it.
Yeah. I mean, look at the other pairings in the storyline, too.
They're perfect.
Suga and Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great pairing. They're mm-hmm. a great balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then
J-Hope and Jimin. Yeah.
Like, yes. So...
Yes.
Anyways, overall, that's pretty much all we have.
We feel terrible that we could not find any more.
Doing the romantic part of the ship is so, so fun.
It's so fun. So we were just, like, so upset yeah. that there was literally no content.
So, like, if you ship Vimon and you ship them romantically and you have, like, other romantic moments or something you, like, proof or evidence that
yeah.
you feel like is like, this is why they're real. Because we were searching like Vimon is real videos, mm. Vimon jealous moments, like all this. And there's just nothing out there
yeah.
really. You
and
know?
Like, I try to like look at when they touch each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, all the members touch each other.
Yeah.
But whenever Vimon is touching each other, it's so lightheartedly playful
mm-hmm.
and goofy. Like, they're just cracking up.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, sensual or, like, longing.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, it's always, like, really, like, they're laughing and
no.
they're just having
yeah.
a good time together. I mean, this... I'm excited to talk about the friendship, though,
because
I feel like the past two ship episodes, we really hit the sexual part of it, the
because
romantic.
Because that's what really presented itself to us as we dived into,
yeah.
as we dove into research,
yeah.
you know, because we're pretty much going into these ship episodes blind.
Yes.
Besides when we get to Taehyuk,
uh-huh.
and besides, because I used to ship Yunmin so hard, when
yeah,
we get to
we
Yunmin.
Yeah, we know a lot about Yunmin.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Suga, Cookie, and Namin, like, we didn't know anything.
No.
And so, everything that, like, we're talking about is just what we've found
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, what we've come across.
Yeah, to see if
mm-hmm.
there's really any semblance to these ships.
Yeah.
Like, if they're, you know, if there's really any reality to them or whatever. So, as far as Vimon goes, romantically, in reality, probably not there.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is such a good friendship. And
amazing
I'm
friendship.
Excited. Like, since our past two were so romantic,
mm-hmm.
like, it's exciting to do this one because it's a really big friendship ship.
Yeah.
It's a popular ship.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I mean, they were roommates.
Yeah. Probably not now.
Not now.
I'm pretty sure that Jungkook and Taeyong are roommates
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Like, that's the
they
theories.
Share a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Mm.
But
we know.
Heard that, yeah. I mean, they were sleeping together anyway, so, this ship is such a good friendship.
Yeah.
Such a good friendship.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Sure.
Because, sorry to all of our listeners, if you enjoy the romantic ship stuff, that we really just weren't able to come across much of it.
So as far, we have a lot of friendship moments. I feel like we could talk forever about their friendship moments
mm-hmm.
because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
You could take any interaction between them and be like, what an amazing friendship.
There's a lot of moments. And we're going to touch on a good amount of them,
yeah.
I feel like, but there's definitely way more than...
Way more than we're going to talk
about. I mean,
like,
there's an infinite amount of moments for them.
Yeah.
So, the first one, this is the one that I immediately thought of in terms of friendship moments,
mm-hmm.
just because it was on Burn the Sage,
mm-hmm.
and with Burn the Sage being so recent,
yeah.
I immediately thought of it. So, this is when they were in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, you could take this romantically, too. But they were in Chicago, and all of the members had time before their performance, and they...
To just kind of, like, hang out.
To hang out
yeah.
and explore the city.
Yeah.
And so, what ended up happening is, I think, Jin, J-Hope, Jungkook, I don't...
Jimin, maybe?
They
went to, like, Dave and Buster's or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And, like, Jin went and got, like, hot dogs.
Yoongi walked around, like, a
yeah.
fucking Best Buy.
Yeah, Yoongi was by himself.
He was like, I don't need to buy anything, but I'll
mm-hmm.
just browse. Like,
yeah, but they were all just having fun.
Just
why not?
Literally just walking through the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, but they could do... Yeah, I know.
And
but
no,
they
nobody...
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
But so what happened here is RM and Taeyang decided to hang out.
Yeah.
And they went to a park.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, like, they don't really say much to each other.
No.
They're just taking it in.
At least it's not showing in the Burn the Stage episode. Like, they could have edited out. Like, they're not going to show their whole lengthy conversation, I guess.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I do love this scene.
I mean, they're obviously so close
yeah.
to each other. And I really feel, this is my own view on it, I feel like V really wanted to just go to a park.
And just hang out and be outside. Mm-hmm. First of all, it wasn't like a nice day out.
No, it was cold.
Yeah, it was
super cold.
Chicago can get really cold because it's right next to the lake and cloudy. Mm-hmm. So it was like an overcast day. Everything was gray. Mm-hmm. And it was cold because they literally went to the park right by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quiet. There wasn't, like, there was no one around. It was mm-hmm. completely deserted. So it was just maybe one of those, maybe they both went to, like, reflect, just, like, calm mm-hmm. down, unwind, and, like, mentally prepare for their performance.
Yeah.
Which I just think is such, one, it's such a Namjoon thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And it's such a Namjoon thing to include Taeyong in that.
I feel like Taeyong enjoys doing things like that.
Yes, which is why they're such a good friendship, because they can go do just stuff like that. Like, they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Taeyong enjoys having a place where he can kind of let his mind be blank, because I feel like he has a lot going on all the time.
He has so much going through his head all the time.
Yeah.
I told you this earlier today. Like, whenever I look at Taeyong, whenever people are talking to him,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't think he's ADD, but maybe a little bit. Like, I think he just has so many thoughts mm-hmm. going through his head. I think he's super creative.
Yeah.
And he has these kind of just, you know, out-of-the-box thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think they're just constantly going through his head, so when people are talking to him, I think he's listening,
mm-hmm.
but I think he has to really focus mm-hmm. on active listening, because other than that, he's just got so much going through his head.
It just goes over.
You can see, just by looking at him, that so much is going mm-hmm. in his head, going through his head.
And I feel like Namjoon is good because he's such an intelligent and intuitive person,
mm-hmm.
and he's so empathetic that I feel like when Taeyong is having all of these thoughts or whatever, if he just, you know, blurts out some random idea, Namjoon is able to kind of decipher it and figure out exactly what Taeyong is meaning and what he wants.
It comes off confusing to some people.
Yeah.
Because it's not ever really phrased in a way that is considered normal.
Yeah, it can be off-putting.
Yeah. And I think RM just is fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And RM is totally fascinated with whatever Taeyong has to say.
Yeah. So I would love to know what conversations they had in that park that day. I'm sure that, I bet mm-hmm. they had a very deep, wonderful conversation on their walk there and walking around sitting there.
Mm-hmm. And then they went to Panda Express.
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes. This is such a cute... Also, by the way, you can take that moment totally romantically, though. Like, that looked like a date. Like, have to put myself into, like, the romantic ship perspective. Mm-hmm. If Jungkook and Taeyong were to have gone to the park,
you'd be freaking out.
I'd be flipping out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god, it's a date. And it looks like a date for them. And so, definitely can take it mm-hmm. as a romantic moment.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up going to Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express.
Panda.
Every single time, like, he actually has changed his answer now on what his favorite American food is now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't he say, like, an egg salad
sandwich? Yeah, but, like, last year, like, the AMAs, in all the interviews, he would say, like, what's your favorite food that you look forward to getting when you come to America? And V just goes, Panda Express. Every time. It's just, every time I pass Panda Express, I go, Panda Express. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they go to Panda Express after the park,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cute because it's like they're going to V's favorite place.
Yeah.
You
could tell that RM, I think V wanted to do these things.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the other members weren't too thrilled about it.
And so RM was like,
mm-hmm.
because he's so supportive.
He's so supportive.
So loving.
Yes. But they go to Panda Express, mm-hmm. and it's RM does his scrunchy face for Taeyong.
Oh no, his scrunchy face reserved for Jimin only.
Yeah. No, but he does the scrunchy face. So V is like, I don't know, they're just trying to get their food all assembled before they eat it. And so V's got like the lids and the straws and stuff for the drink.
Mm-hmm.
And V got like way too big of a lid for the cup, and it's like over, like it's just like pouring over like the small little cup, and he puts it on anyways
with the straw
and RM does his scrunchy face because he thinks it's so funny cute. And V can't help but to laugh too, like he just thinks it's hilarious.
V is just like, whatever. This I'm still going to hear.
Like, this is my daily life.
This is fine.
Yeah, this is literally V's daily life.
He just rolls with it. And, like, I just love that moment so much.
He's so goofy.
And they bought hella food, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, I mean, the triple entree with, like, their rice and then, like, another side and big-ass drinks.
I'm glad they're eating well.
Right. So I guess, I mean, speaking of that moment, Burn the Stage, where they were here in the United States, we can go into, like, some AMAs kind of moments.
Yeah. So, again, the good thing about this ship is that I'm such a huge Taeyang fan, so I knew about all these moments already. Like, right. I immediately, when we figured out that we were doing V-mon, I was like, I already know of, like, 20 different things because I've just
consumed all the Taeyang content. Videos. Yes,
I know it all.
Expert.
Yeah. But really. So for the AMAs, this was like a Bangtan TV thing that they put out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a behind the stage for their trip to the US for the AMAs. Mm-hmm. So they were in this like camper.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like getting ready and prepping for the AMAs because this was their first time performing on live TV in America. And so they were like, I think, all really, really nervous, and they really needed like kind of pep talk. And so they end up getting out of this camper, and they all look amazing, and they're ready to go to like the red carpet, like preview, whatever.
They're all getting hyped. I think like Namjoon is like hyping everybody else up.
Yeah, so he's just like doing a pep talk, basically, and he's getting everyone ready. But if you look at Taeyang, it's hard not to notice this.
Yeah.
Taeyang is standing right in front of Namjoon.
He's the only one, like, not facing the camera.
Yeah, his back is to the camera. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even care about the camera. He's just looking at Namjoon. Mm-hmm. And he's holding on to his suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing with it. He's kind of, like, setting it to make it look perfect. Mm-hmm. But he's also kind of, like, tugging at it.
It's, like, nervous fixing.
It's nervous fixing. Uh-huh. But it's funny because RM is, like, not really paying attention to him. Like, he's, like, looking
around.
Yeah, looking around him, like, get out of my way a little bit.
Well, I think he's just kind of letting him be there.
He is letting him be there.
He knows
he's
that...
He's not annoyed.
No, not at all. He knows that whatever Taeyang is thinking and feeling, like, he's doing that for a reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's... Yeah, Taeyang's doing that. And then as he's doing it, he says, I'm proud of you.
Aww.
And he says this is a common theme with Taeyang. He is always saying this to Namjoon, I am proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
He said it before Billboard last year when they received the top social artist, which they're probably going to receive tonight.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like, you can see the admiration that Taeyang has for Namjoon.
Yeah, I mean, every single time that he says, I'm proud of you, he says it in English in the clips that we've seen, and it's when they're gearing up to go to some sort of event where Namjoon is going to have to take the lead and speak a lot of English, which is really hard. Like, anytime that I have to switch into Spanish mode as a non-native Spanish speaker, it's so draining and so tiring. And if you're not specifically listening, like, I was at work yesterday, and, like, these two Hispanic women, they were speaking in Spanish, and I was just in my own world, and I'm, like, over by, like, this little prep area, and they said something to me, but I was not paying attention, so I you know, I didn't even know at first, even though I speak Spanish, and so I think they all know how hard it is on Namjoon to take on that role and to have to kind of be the face and the voice in the States. So for Taeyang, that's like his simple way of supporting Namjoon and being like, thank you.
Yeah.
And also, you're amazing for doing this, you know?
I think all of them are very supportive of RM, but RM is always, I mean, he's the leader, so he's always talking to all of them and encouraging them and just, like, getting them ready before every concert, before this AMA performance. And so, eventually, like, I mean, no one really... I think they all say things to Namjoon, too, but it's just not as common, obviously.
And it's not repeated over and over again.
So, I feel like Taeyang maybe is aware that no one really gives him a pep talk. Mm-hmm. And so, he, like, goes out of his way to make sure, like, hey, Namjoon, I'm proud of you.
Yes,
I'm proud of you.
Because it is always Namjoon giving the pep talk, and he does not get one, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he needs one just as much as the other members
do. And Taeyang knows that, and he's just as supportive. Yeah.
This is where Taeyang just kind of sometimes he comes off as, like, really not focused. Aloof. Yeah. But you can tell that V can be very sincere.
Yeah.
And so well, of sweet. Of course. So sweet.
Yeah, this is why this is a great friendship.
Yes.
Like, they truly care about each other so, so much.
Which, oh, yeah.
You can say with other members also, but, like, it's when you're... When we do this research for these ship episodes, when we really are going in to examine this friendship, where we examine this potential relationship, and we examine everything that we can find about a friendship, you get to really see the differences in the interactions between the members.
Every member,
They all have their different dynamic.
Really?
Of course, because they're all different people.
Yeah.
My friendship with you is different than my friendship with other people, you know?
But it's just, it's really just, like, intriguing how different they all are. Like, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And how...
But Vemon, man, it's like the friendship... is very unique.
The chemistry is really, like, they really balance each other.
Oh, so, so much.
So
and
well.
You can tell that they just understand one another.
Yeah, because...
Like, they, like, on a really deep, like, how they're, like,
on a
their
really
thought
deep
process,
level. Yeah.
They understand how the other one kind of thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really neat.
Yeah. And I think that's how we see Namjoon all the time being so supportive of Taeyang.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. So I think that's how Taeyang knows that it's, you know, his turn to be supportive with Namjoon.
Yeah.
Because he knows that same thought process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about during the fire era. This clip.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what it's from because it's super hard to find the sources for
some
of these. But it's like, you guys will know it if you've seen it. They're like sitting around like a small table. And
we just don't know what the program is called. They've been doing this from the beginning, where they sit around a table and they all answer questions.
Yeah, and they, like, hang out and talk, and there's a ton of videos like it. But it's not, like, a live,
it's not
a run.
It's not, like, a radio show either.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But anyways, so this is during the fire era, and we can tell from, like, Namjoon's obnoxious hair.
Yeah.
Because he has, like, that teal, like, haircut that's, like, really choppy around the edge.
Yeah, Jin's got the blonde hair, too.
Oh, Jin with blonde hair. Ha, angel.
Yes.
An angel. Prince Charming. Okay. So, anyways, all of the members are sitting around this table, and I don't know what question they're answering at this time, but J-Hope says... about him and Namjoon. He says, we are very close, but there's a little bit that's complicated and awkward. And then he goes on to say, there's, like, a border between us.
Yeah, like, Jin agrees.
Yeah.
There's, like, a border.
Yeah. And Yoongi also agrees. He says it's the same thing with me and you, referring to my, like, Yoongi and RM.
Yeah.
So, and then Namjoon is kind of, like, thrown off by this. He's like, what? There's distance between us? Like, am I a bully?
Yeah, he says, am I a bully?
And then instantly, supportive little brother Taeyang.
Yes.
He goes, yeah, but not with us, Young.
Yep.
Not with us. And then he reaches across, they high five, they connect like that, and Namjoon agrees. He goes, you're right,
we don't. Mm-hmm.
They have
no
distance.
Awkward, no discomfort, no complications to their friendship.
Yeah, there's nothing hidden about the other person between them, you know? Complete comfort, I feel like they have so much trust between each other.
I feel like they
can
be so open with one another.
So open.
Like, I think with them being roommates, it worked out really well because Namjoon, there was a lot of times that I think they struggled where V was staying up really late and V was, like, gaming and being kind of loud.
Mm-hmm.
And Namjoon could be straight up with him and be like, you're being too loud, you need to stop it. And Taeyang would not even get upset about it. Like, Taeyang would be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong.
And
like,
he's super considerate about it now, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like they have this understanding from all this time that they've lived together, and Namjoon being so wise and really taking the time to understand Taeyang as a person.
Yeah.
Which... anytime that somebody takes the time to understand who you are, you're gonna be so close.
Yes.
And so they have this incredible truth between each other.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like there could be no issue between them, you know? Because they just are at this point in their friendship where they just work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, nothing is a problem, really, you know?
I think they've gotten in, like, arguments, but I feel like they've never been really bad.
No. So, I love that scene at the table.
Yeah, I think it just, I love it because it really shows, like, the difference between Namjoon and J-Hope's friendship and Namjoon and Yoongi's friendship, and then to see how special that Namjoon and Taeyang's friendship is, that, like, there's just no complications to it.
Yeah, and also, we think about the rap line being so close, especially because Namjoon, J-Hope, and Yoongi, they all produce together.
Yeah, they write the lyrics, they produce it, they rap together, they practice together. I mean, that, like, the rap line is super close.
They have to be so tight.
Yeah.
And so for them to say, there's still some awkwardness, some distance between us sometimes, but to not have that with Taeyang, I think that just speaks volumes about their friendship.
It speaks volumes about their friendship. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another, I love this one. So this is an interview, it was kind of like a Bangtan TV behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it could have been for like a Run episode too, but I'm not entirely sure. But you guys will probably know what I'm talking about when I say it. Taeyang is like sitting and he's kind of like in a hallway or in like a white room or something, but he's got like a red long sleeve shirt on and he's got black and white striped pants on.
Yes.
And
He looks so good in this clip.
I don't know if this is around the Dope era, because he's got like the really thick, like,
thick hair.
One of my favorite hairstyles on him. Like, just his normal, like, just brown hair, but it's like pulled to the front.
And it's like, isn't it straight?
It's straight.
And he looks so cute.
His hair's so fluffy.
I don't know why, but I feel like this video was taken late at night.
Maybe.
I don't know why, but he looks like he's, like, sitting in a lobby or something.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, chilling out, but he's so, so cute.
So cute. But anyway, so he decides to share this story about being roommates with RM. And he said that he came home really late at night. Actually, early in the morning. It was, like, 5 a.m. He had gotten back, and he tried to be really quiet, and so he went to get into bed, and apparently their beds were, like, attached at the time. And so he says that this is one of the cutest, softest moments that he's seen of Namjoon. And he gets into bed, and Namjoon is, like, completely passed out. But then he, like, reaches out and, like, grabs his hand.
When he's asleep?
Yeah, he's asleep. Well, he, like, I don't know if he remembers doing it, but he was, like, asleep. But he must have, like, when he went to bed, he must have been thinking about where is Taeyang, when is he going to get back, or, like, worried about him. And so,
or just, like, used to his presence.
Yeah, used to him being there. Yeah, so for him to be half asleep and totally out of it and to do this, like, he must have really been worried about him or just, like, where were you? But he's, like, asleep. So V gets into bed and he's trying to be quiet and everything, and Namjoon just totally throws him off guard because he goes out and he grabs his hand real tightly. And V's kind of like, oh my god, like, what? And so he says that he, like, tries to shake him off. Like, what are you doing? Like, let go. But he's, like, holding on to his hand so tightly, and he's just like, oh, you're back. Or, like, I don't know, he says something like that. Like,
oh, you made it back?
You made it back.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
And V just thought that it was so precious and so sweet and so cute.
Yeah. It really was. And I love that clip because watching Taeyang tell that story.
Oh, I know.
Like, his face lights up. He's so happy. He thinks it's, like, the cutest thing in the world that Namjoon, like, grabbed his hand and was, like, you know, that he knew that he was concerned about him. And he had said, like, oh, a lot of times I'll stay up, like, 5 a.m. or whatever. I was, it was dawn when I was coming to bed. Like, it's just so cute.
Yeah, it's very
cute. I love that part. Let's talk about maybe some moments from the Wings tour.
Yeah. So there was one moment, really, from the Wings tour that I don't even know what song it was, but RM is, like, it's, like, a fan cam of him, basically, and he, the song is going on, and he's just looking out in the audience, and he can see all of ARMY. Like, he is caught up in the moment. He is just so happy. He looks like he's just in euphoria, like, looking out at all of ARMY in the audience. He's so caught up in the moment that he forgets to rap his part.
Wait, what song are they singing?
I don't know. We can try to figure it out.
He was just caught up in it.
He was so caught up in it. And so he then realizes, and you said this, that he looks sheepish.
Oh my god, yes, he just, like, he's like, it, like, he surprised himself.
Yeah, well, like, he forgot his line, and, like, he's like, performing at this concert. At this,
I mean, on stage in front of thousands of people, and he was just fully just taken aback from the audience and from their singing input into the song and just looking around, staring at all the lights and the army bombs and all the stuff. And
so
just
caught up
emotional.
In the moment.
Yes. Yeah. And then he just forgot.
Yeah, the instrumental is going and then it gets like, he realizes that no
he's
one
like,
is
oh.
singing or rapping. He's like, oh. And like, he's kind of laughs at himself too. And V is standing like right behind him. And man, V quickly turns around and has got that huge boxy adorable smile on, and he is just laughing and he just thinks it's so cute and funny that RM forgot to start rapping his part, and it's just, and then he of course wraps his arm around RM to kind of like comfort him.
Yes,
also,
like it's okay, it's okay, yeah,
like it's fine, and it's not like a super serious song. It was definitely a lighthearted kind of getting towards the end of the concert, I'm thinking. But so also V looks so adorable in this.
He looks
he's got
so
those
cute.
Big round
glasses.
He's got like a bandana, I think, like around his neck or on his shirt or something, and he's just like looks so cute and soft, and his hair is fluffy, and he's just so cute.
I love that moment too, because with Namjoon, we don't see him be emotional very often.
Yeah.
So to see that clip of him so caught up in his emotions that he forgets to rap, you know? And seeing Taeyong, I mean, he immediately turned around once he started him, just started laughing with him, laughing it off, you know?
Yeah.
You know RM would feel guilty, you know? Like, he would let himself feel bad about that if Taeyong wouldn't have been there to just, like, wrap his arm around him and laugh and just be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need to talk about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is a big V-mon moment slash just
creation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the 4-year anniversary of BTS existing, Taeyong wanted to write a song, like, I guess, for BTS to celebrate their 4-year anniversary. And this was when they were doing like the house party performances. They were putting that together for ARMY. So there is like a Bangtan bomb of like kind of some behind the scenes of like them practicing and like doing their first practice on stage for this song. But basically what happened is Taeyong went to Namjoon and said, "I want to write a song to celebrate us, you know."
And he just wanted to write a song. Like, what we learned from Burn the Stage is that Taeyong really admired Yoongi, J-Hope, and RM for being such great artists and producers. And so he was like, "I really want to. I aspire to write a song."
Yes. So, of course, he's like, "I've never written a song before." He's, he, you know, there's some clips where he was, like, trying his hand at poetry, and literally Namjoon is the only one being supportive.
Oh,
like,
I know.
There's a clip where he's standing.
It's from Boy in Love.
It's from Boy in Love. It's, like, extra time when they're filming. Like, their shooting day for the actual Boy in Love music video. And Namjoon is sitting in a school desk, and Taeyong is standing, and he's, like, reading his poem to Namjoon. And J-Hope is in the background, and his face just looks disgusted.
He looks so disgusted.
He looks so confused. You know,
he's, like, looking like a snob, like, "I'm the son of an English teacher." Like, this is awful.
You know what he looks like? He looks like, you know that other clip of they're, like, in an office or something doing a run episode, and Jimin starts rapping, and Yoongi has that look on his face, like what the fuck?
Yeah, like, this is awful.
That's
terrible.
The look J-Hope had. And but Namjoon, like, literally cheers him on for this poem, and he, like, the last line that Taeyong says, you know, he says, like, "I go up onto the fourth step," and then, like, I don't know, like, you know, he doesn't know what's gonna happen next or something. And Namjoon was like, "Wow, that just leaves, like, such a feeling of, like, you know, anxiety for the future," or, like, wanting to know, and, like, you know, he's just so supportive.
He's so supportive. Like, what may have sounded, like, really stupid to other people, RM just saw, like, the beauty behind
and potential, and he understood the meaning that Taeyong was trying to convey.
Exactly.
So when Taeyong went to Namjoon to write this song, of course Namjoon said yes, and of course Namjoon was like, I'm going to write this with you. I'm going to produce this with you. And we're going to perform it together. And you know what? I don't sing, but I'll sing this song with you.
Yeah, and he, like, really is not comfortable with singing.
No, his singing voice is not pretty.
It can be.
He doesn't have a lot of range.
He's a rapper.
He has a small range.
Yeah.
So the higher notes are hard for him.
But he can carry a tune.
He can carry a tune. For sure. It's not like he's tone deaf. He's a musician. No, yeah. But, you know, he doesn't have a high range, and he's not comfortable singing, but he did it for Taeyang.
Yes.
And the song that they put, I mean, we've been humming it for hours now because it's so catchy.
It's so
beautiful.
Yes.
And anyways, so they wrote it together and...
Yeah. And so apparently V wrote... Where he got inspiration for the song is he was waiting for what we think is he was waiting for Jimin at a park, and it was just getting to like dusk. Dusk, right?
Yes, dusk, like the evening.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I get dawn and dusk mixed up. I'm so stupid. Is it dusk? Don't laugh at me.
You're laughing at yourself.
I have a master's degree. anyways. But he was really feeling inspired at this time. Mm-hmm. Like, he just thought it was so beautiful that he's in this park. He's waiting for one of his best friends. And, like, the scenery around him is just so beautiful because, like, the sun is setting and the moon is rising.
Of course he's inspired. He's a true artist.
Yes, a true artist. So what Taeyang says, just a quote about 4 o'clock, he says... So, a proper song that I wrote and composed by myself for the first time will soon be released. Honestly, it lacks so much if I do it alone. So, Ratman Young helped me to make it cool, and I succeeded. Please anticipate it. It's not the first self-composed song, but a properly made self-composed song. I wrote it with a different feel from Stigma. And so, again, he's just, like, saying that without Ratman, like, it wouldn't be what it is. And that he really looked to him, and that he got so much help from him while composing this song. Like, he made it a properly composed song because of the help from Namjoon.
Yeah.
So then Namjoon says, "This time I teamed up with Taeyang and worked on something really cool. It contained a lot of Taeyang's contribution." And then he also says, because he helped out with it a lot, he says, "I hope it's the closest expression of Taeyang's dawn."
Aww.
Dawn?
His dawn?
He says dawn. Is it supposed
to be dusk?
This is why I'm confused. Okay, either the sun is setting or the sun is rising. Who knows? Okay, so
not us.
Yeah. Okay, so the last thing that we're going to talk about is their V-Live moments.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they do two V-Lives, really. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably more, but there's...
Two that we know of and two that come up the most often.
Yeah. So, there's the one that they did after performing at the Ghost Shock?
The Gocheok Dome.
Gocheok Dome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, it was the night after that. So, that was, like, their biggest stage that they performed on.
They were saying in the V-Live that the Gocheok Dome holds 35,000 people. Mm-hmm. So, they were performing anywhere between 30 and 35,000 people. That's
so many.
Insane. That's so many people. Mm-hmm. And they had just gotten home from dinner with all the other members. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Don't worry. We're not drunk. We're sober."
Yeah, we're sober. Taeyang says that. He's like...
It's so funny.
"Wait. Don't worry.
They have to know."
Yeah. He's so goofy.
Yeah.
But this V-Live is so, so, so cute. Mm-hmm. So many V-mon feels.
Yes.
So many V-mon feels. I mean, they are just laughing. They are just having a blast. Mm-hmm. And actually, my phone background is from this V-Live because I think V just looks so good.
So good.
I mean, RM does too. He's got like those glasses on and
His hair looks crazy though. Yeah. And he has a hood up and glasses on. You can't really like see him.
He's so funny though because he like gets up close to the, either the computer or their cell phone to like see the comments or to like see how many viewers they have. Mm-hmm. And he peers over his sunglasses.
You can see like tiny slivers of his eyes just like... peering over. It looks so funny.
Such a goofy guy. But him and Taeyang are just having a blast together, and it's really just Namjoon doing kind of a Q&A with Taeyang.
Like a guided kind of... And they said that they weren't on V Live for any specific reason. Yeah. Like, they didn't get on to necessarily celebrate. They didn't get on, like, for... You know, like, Jimin will get on V Live, like, for his birthday or whatever. But they were just like, we just want to hang out with you guys. Mm-hmm.
And so Taeyang ends up answering a lot of these questions. One of the things that I really, really love is they started talking about how Jimin, for his birthday, they were getting him gifts or whatnot, and that Jimin is just such a good gift giver, and, like, he's put this pressure on them or whatnot. And V says to Namjoon, can I talk about this? And Namjoon right away says, no. Whatever it is, no.
Do not bring my mans into your mouth.
But he's just saying, like, I just find it funny because V does kind of say some things that I think either makes BTS nervous because it can be taken wrong. But he never means it to be wrong.
I mean, we know that as ARMY, but the world may not know that, you know?
It's funny, too, because then even after Namjoon says, no, whatever it is, no. V continues to say it. Yeah. Like, he doesn't, he's just is like, then I won't say it. But then he continues says it anyways. He says it anyways.
He says that Namjoon had created a group text, like, separate with all the other members besides Jimin, just to let them know that he had already given Jimin his gift. Mm-hmm. Namjoon gave Jimin his birthday present early.
And Namin feels, and
he wanted to let the other members know so that way they didn't, like, feel bad. He wanted to be considerate. So that way, like, they wouldn't feel weird or awkward that, like, Namjoon had already done that. So, anyways, so for some reason, Taeyang, like, had to bring it up, though. Like, it's not even relevant to anything.
No.
And then they're like, Namjoon was like, well, I didn't want you to say it because I didn't want to make Jimin feel awkward. And, like, he was like, well, maybe he won't know. And Namjoon's like, you know he's watching.
Yeah, like, of course Jimin is watching. Yes.
Yeah, he knows right now. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we could talk about...
They have so many more moments. So many more moments. And really what we found out about this ship is it is a strong... I think it is one of the strongest friendships in BTS. Yeah. And it's kind of an unexpected one.
Yeah.
Like, Taecook and V-min. Such good friends.
Yeah.
Such good friends. So funny with each other. So silly with each other. And with RM having this leader role and having to be more serious, where and then Taeyang is seen as this aloof... goofy, out there, just kind of fun-loving person.
One's a Young, one's a Maknae.
Yeah, exactly. You know. It just is very... It's a serious friendship, too. Yeah. It throws you off.
Yeah.
It throws you off. And honestly, when you look at it, it's such a good friendship. Yeah. It's so sincere. It's so genuine. They truly love each other.
Yeah, they really care about each other.
I mean, all the BTS members obviously love each other and care about each other, but this is special. Yeah. This is a special friendship. This is a friendship that you can tell Taeyang and Namjoon will cherish
forever. Yeah. They have no boundaries. They have no secrets. You know, they feel like they can both be very open and honest with each other no matter what. You know, and I feel like Namjoon probably carries that role with a lot of other, with the other members in BTS because him as the leader, they should be able to talk to him about anything. And he quite often acts as like a mediator. But I just think that they have this special connection where they just click. You know, Namjoon just really understands Taeyang and Taeyang appreciates that so much, and together they just love each other and care about each other and offer both, so much support.
Yeah, they both have very beautiful minds.
Yes.
Very different minds, but very beautiful. Like, Taeyang has that very artistic and creative kind of mind, and Namjoon, you can tell, is very intrigued by it.
Yeah.
And just wants to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And RM has a very, he's very much more logical, but also creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think that's one of the ways that they connect.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest ways they connect.
Yeah. Through their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their intellect, because Taeyang does have a very unique kind of intellect in the way that he approaches things, and I think Namjoon's genius level IQ, he really can latch on to that, and I think they just really, they understand each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. everybody should know Tae Young is really smart.
Tae Young is really smart.
People think that he's just goofy or whatever, but
he's like a virtuoso kind of artistic smart. You know, like just how Picasso and like Albert Einstein, like all of them are kind of, they all have this weird kind of vibe to them. Mm-hmm. And so Tae Young kind of gives off that eccentric feel, but he's so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, I feel like the best way to describe their friendship is that Taeyong is like Namjoon's little brother.
That's exactly
That's like their dynamic. And I feel like that works cross-culturally.
Yes.
Like then the way that we understand and family dynamics in like the States and also in like the whole like honorific kind of system in Korea. That's how they act towards each other, like older and younger brother. In the ways that Namjoon is so loving and protective of Taeyong, and then he's so proud of him. Mm-hmm. He understands him. He takes the time to understand him.
Yes.
And he really, I feel like Namjoon really works to ensure that Taeyong can shine as bright as possible.
He cherishes him.
Really does.
He cherishes him.
He, and then on the flip side, Taeyong loves Namjoon so much.
Yes.
So much. We saw this clip earlier where I think Namjoon was like doing an interview or something, but Taeyong is standing watching like the TV screen that Namjoon is on, and he has his phone out and he has the camera open and he's like zooming in
on his face.
Yeah, to take a picture of Namjoon's face. Like, he's just so proud.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I have to capture this moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, he really respects Namjoon. He
so much respect.
So
for
much.
Him.
He loves him. He wants him to be happy.
He looks up to him.
Yeah, and he wants to care for him also.
He's like one of his idols.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like the way that you look up to your older sibling. I feel like Taeyong is always seeking kind of that validation and that adoration from Namjoon that he feels towards Namjoon. You know, he just adores him. He just wants to make him proud.
Yeah. He wants to make him proud. And, like, one thing that I forgot to mention for the V-Lives is I think Namjoon is so proud of Taeyong's English.
Yes!
And how good he's gotten at English. Mm-hmm. I mean, Taeyong, wow. Mm-hmm. But whenever they were on, like, the Bon Voyage, when they were in Hawaii, he's at the table, and I don't know what he says, but he quickly turns to Namjoon and is like, hey, I said this in English or whatever.
No, the waiter came and said something and he was like, hey, I
understood. I understood that. That was it. Yeah.
And they like did a high five. He was like, great job.
He was like on the other side of the table, but they managed to high five each other. Yeah. But he's like seeking, you know, praise.
Yes.
And I love that V-Live that they do together and they speak English and he's like, hi, I'm God. And you're God? Yeah, God.
It's so wonderful. It's so cute. And you can tell how much Taeyong seeks that validation specifically from Namjoon because he does look up to him so much and he appreciates him so much. And a positive affirmation from Namjoon means the world to Taeyong.
Yes.
The world.
Like a little brother.
Yeah. And so I feel like Tae brings like a level of innocence to their relationship, to their friendship, and Namjoon brings in, like, the maturity.
Yeah.
And together, they just have that
balance.
That chemistry.
The chemistry.
Where they, Taeyong gets Namjoon to be goofy. Namjoon, you know, helps Taeyong to focus and be serious.
Yeah.
I feel like also,
we could talk about it forever.
Forever.
Forever. I mean, the friendship is just the amazing. Best.
Yeah. I feel like Namjoon really helped also. You said that when Taeyong joined BTS, he said he didn't have any talents.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really worked
on
himself.
That's what he thought.
That's what he thought, right? So I feel like Namjoon really helped guide Taeyong. He just really is one of Taeyong's biggest cheerleaders biggest support.
He really sees the potential in Taeyong.
So much fucking potential.
So much potential. And he knew it, and he saw it, and he really has helped Taeyong blossom. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Singularity. Stigma.
I mean,
all of it. The dance. He's like the dance line now.
We have Namjoon to thank for Singularity.
Really?
You know, he wrote the lyrics one and done, you know? Mm-hmm. And with Taeyong in mind, this is how well he knew Taeyong that when that song came out, when we watched the video, we were like, this is Taeyong.
It's him.
It's just him.
He understands Taeyong so much. He knows so much about him.
Yeah.
And I think it was, you know, when they had that discussion where J-Hope and Yoongi said that there's, like, these kind of a border between their relationship with Namjoon. Namjoon also, earlier in that video, he had to, like, write things about Taeyong, and Taeyong is like, all of these things are right. Like, you just know me so well.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's V-mon.
We are obviously big friendship shippers of V-mon.
Overall, our idea is that there's not much romantically there, if anything.
Yeah.
I feel like, not really. But as far as friendship, it is quite possibly the best friendship in BTS.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the strongest friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's V-mon.
That's V-mon. If you have any content that is, like, romantic V-mon moments, please send it our way. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, that we missed.
I still think it'd be sexy because, like, seeing V next to RM being Daddy. Submissive, yeah. I was like, ooh, this would be... real good.
That's a fantasy of the romantic ships is so good, so we really missed out on that this time. But we can appreciate the wonderful friendship for
the
what
friendship,
it is.
Yeah.
So guys, if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, we would love and super appreciate if you would go over to iTunes and leave us a review, because once we get to 100 reviews on iTunes, we are doing another ship series. We're doing a Taekook ship series.
Yeah.
Which we know so many people love Taekook. Bethany loves Taekook. Bethany has gotten me to love Taekook, but for this episode, I think I'm just gonna sit back. I'm gonna act like I know nothing about Taekook at all.
Ooh, I'm gonna, please act like you know
I'm
nothing.
Gonna,
just like
I'm
don't
gonna
do
act
anything.
Like I'm gonna act like I don't believe that Taekook is real. I'm gonna act like I believe in Jikook or something, and then you can convince me. So Bethany will convince me.
I'm
Anyways.
Gonna convince a lot of people.
Yeah,
I've convinced so many people.
You've convinced
it.
So many. Anyways, so head over to iTunes, leave us a review. We'd super appreciate it. And if you want to contact us, you can do that at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and talk to us, interact with us on Twitter at @standingbtspod. You can like us on Facebook, we're @standingbts. You can also follow our fangirl Instagram account, which is crazy, so much fun, at @sugarycookiejams. And you can find links to all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.